Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 8 days ago, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released its 2014 Consumer Expenditures Reports. Even if the data presented is statistically valid, and the BLS has been caught multiple times reporting invalid information, this release deliberately omits a lot of details that would give the public a better idea of how bad the economy really is. The first numbers show the change in consumer unit, what we used to call family or household, average income before taxes. It is terrible that this average income, not adjusted for the effect of higher consumer prices, has increased less than 2% in total over the past 2 years combined. This is well below the 4% increase in average annual expenditures from 2012 to 2014. What I find particularly disturbing is that this report lists income before taxes, which was $66,877 per consumer unit in 2014, but then lists expenditures without listing any expenditure for taxes. By omitting the tax bite, the report states that expenditures last year averaged $53,495 per consumer unit. If you didn't look close, you might mistakenly think that the average consumer unit gained more than $13,000 last year. That is a completely false impression. According to a July report from the Tax Foundation, the average wage earner paid combined taxes equal to 31.5% of income. Multiplying that rate times the average income in this report shows that the average consumer unit paid more than $21,000 in taxes last year. When you add this to other expenditures, the average consumer unit went in the hole almost $7,700 in 2014. That is the information that the U.S. government doesn't want you to know. But don't be surprised if so-called economic experts pick up the BLS data without adding this important correction to the analysis. Why is the federal government hiding such important data from the public? As I said last time, it should not fall to me to tell you the complete story. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.